You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Broadcasting from the WEEI studios. Powered by Verizon. 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1. Lawrence, Boston. An Odyssey sports station. This is WEEI Afternoons.
With Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens.
And three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
WEEI Afternoons back here at Fenway Park in our Ford Fenway Clubhouse studio. Brought to you by your New England Ford dealers. Hurry in for your last chance to get employee pricing for all during the Great American Sales Event. It's 3 o'clock. You know the spiel. We got three hosts, something, blah, blah, blah. Three-point stance time, Stiz.
19!
It's the three-point stance.
I'm going to count to three.
Tatum puts up a three. Bang!
Easy as one, two, three.
Boston up! A hat trick and a 4-3 Boston lead.
Three.
WEEI Afternoons.
Is that AI? Is that open AI? Because it sounded like a highlight of the Bruins scoring four goals in a game. And yeah. That doesn't seem very realistic.
No. Yeah, it was it was a fan fiction site.
Deep in the archives, you had to go for that one. And that leads us into the three-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons, which is brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident, or you bore Andy with your spiel every day, you got to get Glassman. Call all sevens at 617-777-7777. As it is 3 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons, we have three hosts, each of which will present their stance on the biggest stories in the world of sports today. Each host gets 60 seconds to present their stance, after which we open up for discussion. Our order for today is Andy Hart, then Nick Fitzy-Stevens, and then myself, Dan Ball. Andy, you will lead us off. Are you ready?
Aren't I always?
Sure.
Oh, a different response this time. I like it.
Yeah. Mixing it up. It's a new year. Not really, but it's a new day.
No, so it's not. Let's go. Not at all.
Nope.
You never know.
When the Chinese New Year, a new fiscal year, something must be new about it.
I'll let you talk yourself into a corner with that one, and I'll also give you 60 seconds, which begin right now.
I know this is going to be a weird take, but I'm not sure how I feel about what I'm seeing on social media from Tom Brady. And let me explain. Brady is everywhere these days, and he's generally surrounded by beautiful women. All I see him with is Sydney Sweeney, Brooks Nader, Sofia Vergara, I don't know, a bunch of actresses, the whole thing. Then I see him jumping off his yacht and everybody's like, oh, this is so cool. Tom Brady's living the great life. And I see him jumping off his yacht by himself. And I wonder, is this the greatest life he's living, post-career rich guy yacht in Europe and all over the world? Or is it the saddest life, post-divorce, no wife, no family, the kids are kind of off doing their thing as they age? So I get that it looks glitzy and glamorous on social media, and maybe I'm an idiot for this take, but there's a little bit of me that feels a little bit sad about Tom Brady's life. And I know the money, the power, the glamour, the yachts, the whole thing. I think he wanted to be a family man at one point in time, and football killed his family life. I do believe that. It broke up the family. And now you're left with this, the aging bachelor who, yes, is surrounded by a lot of hot women, but is there any substance in his life? There's no love.
I have thoughts and feelings on that take. Several.
Okay.
Ooh, I like perfect. It. Several.
One more time, just so we can edit it in. Sophia who?
What was her name?
Vergara.
Vergara?
Vergara.
I mean, I focus on different things when I think of her.
Sophia.
Good you know,
her last name
you know,
is
oh,
not
that's
good
her. Okay. Oh, you focus on her IMDb and her many
her acting
accomplishments.
Career. Absolutely. I don't. I go right past her last name to her accomplishments. Yes, indeed.
Look,
yes.
Look at that. Both of them. All right. Fitzy, are you ready?
That's my job, and I'm here to do it.
All right. Well, I'll give you 60 seconds to do that job, which start right now.
Well, the last true queen, if we will, of Patriots Nation was the aforementioned Gisele Bündchen, who broke up with Tom Brady, ending their long-term relationship, their marriage, with divorce so that she could go and then conceive another child and another life with karate champ Johnny Jiu-Jitsu someplace else, leaving Tom Brady to be sad. And therefore, we thought the new queen of Patriots Nation was to be Stephon Diggs's girlfriend, paramour, companion, etc., the internationally renowned
dude.
Hip-hop star, not dude, JFC Hart, for goodness sakes. Would you go focus on Sofia Vergara's accomplishments, would you? Cardi B. Except now we find out that both have scrubbed their social media of any references, any photos, anything linking them to each other, and that was spearheaded by Cardi B, which leads us all to believe that they have broken up. And while some may be sad because there could have been more attention, obviously more famous people at Patriots games, they would have made more blogs, more news because Cardi B is so famous, I'm here to tell you this is a good thing. Why? Because it is one giant pink party bag distraction Stephon Diggs does not need, nor will he have to contend with, as he works his way back to being a dynamic receiver in the NFL and the leader of the Patriots offense.
Thoughts and feelings, Andrew?
Oh, I have thoughts, I have feelings, but I'll keep them to myself momentarily.
Okay, now Andy did such a tremendous job of keeping the secret of who was going to talk about Garrett Crochet that I know it's going to blow everybody's mind when I say that it's me, and when I ask
you?
60 seconds on the clock.
Not Ted?
Oh my gosh,
you out of your mind?
We saved the best. We saved the best for last, Dan. So your 60 seconds begin right now.
All right. Well,
Stiz is choked up over it. So go ahead.
I know.
Or he was eating.
The best.
He was. Now he's probably eating.
Okay.
I was crying about Cardi and stuff.
Yeah, we're gonna have to go to you for the pop culture and gossip correspondent take on that afterwards, Stiz.
You sure you don't want to hear more from Andy on that topic?
No, please, nope. Dan, continue.
All right. Andy did a nice job to team me up to talk about, I don't love what I'm seeing from Garrett Crochet. And it's all relative. Walker Buehler would kill for the lines that Garrett Crochet has had in his last two starts. But over the last two, 5 earned runs in 6 innings against the Cincinnati Reds, threw 89 pitches, and then got yanked. And then it was a fine start, only gave up 2 runs but gave up 9 hits over 5 against the Nationals yesterday. He's looked human, which for him is not a cause for concern, but something that has at least popped up on the radar of a lot of Red Sox fans. So there are 7 games remaining until the All-Star break. Then you have the break, and then you start playing the following weekend. I think yesterday should have been the last that we see Garrett Crochet in a Red Sox uniform until after the All-Star break. I think you have it laid out in front of you where if you can take care of business against the Rockies, hopefully sweep and take care of teams that you're supposed to win, I think it gives you a really unique opportunity over the weekend to either go with a bullpen game, a Cooper Criswell game, or something else to give a guy a break. It saves an IL stint, it saves his arm for another couple of weeks, and hopefully it gives kind of that Phantom Pedro-esque break that will help him be fresh for a very important second half of the season.
Oh, Danny, ball game. Way to go with that one.
Okay. I appreciate that, Fitzy. So on the table.
Love it.
We have Tom Brady and the hard knock life that is Tom Brady's life right now.
Sad dad Brady.
The Stephon Diggs and Cardi B relationship as it relates to Steph's focus as a member of the Patriots. And then Garrett Crochet potentially at least if you ask me, getting a breather at the end of this sort of first half of the season. So let's work right down the list. Fitzy, you are known as a Brady guy. You have certainly made a couple of videos and done a decent bit of content related to Tom Brady and his reign of terror with the New England Patriots. Your thoughts on what you observe from the post-retirement Tom Brady here in 2025?
I'm like that caller about 15 minutes ago. I forget exactly who it was who called in and said, "Oh, Hart, I hate myself, but I can't believe I'm agreeing with you." While I don't necessarily hate myself for disagreeing with Hart, that's just a reference back to a previous caller in the 2 o'clock hour. I gotta say, couldn't agree more. I think Tom Brady is living a life that he thinks he should be living right now, which is making appearances at Fanatics Fest, saying yes to every single freaking commercial and endorsement opportunity sent his way because it's free money, and free money is everyone's favorite kind of money. Tom Brady's an owner now in the NFL. He's talking football on the Fox Network. He's in Mr. Beast videos. Thank God he did those because at least his kids were involved, and I got to see him hanging out with the kids that he loves so much. And I think Tom Brady is almost like a sad Batman. Like, well, no, not a sad Batman. He was Batman on the football field. He's like a sad Bruce Wayne right now. He's got all this money. He's got an absolute castle to live in, and he doesn't have anyone to share it with. I think he's, I won't say he's gutted right now, Andy, but I think he's really like soul searching. Remember he put up that really bizarre kind of open-ended Instagram post the day everybody found out that Giselle was preggo, and then of course when she delivered a baby with Judo Johnny a couple of months, or Jiu-Jitsu Johnny 9 months later. Like, I think he's still a little emotionally lost. I think he knows he had the perfect life, like the perfect life, and his pursuit of his obsession led to its derailment, and I don't think he's been able to get back on track or find his ballast since.
Yeah, this is, I'm a little surprised we both agree so closely, align so closely on this.
Because we're both family guys, because we both love sports and we both love Tom Brady, but we're both at heart family guys who would do anything for our kids and that life that we run home to first.
And maybe I'm an idiot for this take. That's possible.
Always is.
But I think this is very common. He just has the globe as his playground and the endless bank account as his playground. I mean, this is what happens in traditional divorces. There's a lot of people that kind of go off the rails now because they don't have yachts and Italy and Bezos's wedding. It might be the
corner bar.
Yeah,
because they usually stay
at
the extended right. stay suites, Andy.
But it's the same thing. They go off the rails because, you know, the marriage didn't work, the wife didn't work, but they still want that life and the kids and the stability and the priorities. So I don't believe. And then you mix in, he's not that far removed from the traditional issues of a playing career ending and finding out what your identity is post playing career and what's going to give you the juice and the buzz of victory and competition. And we know he's the most competitive guy on the planet. I just, it's weird to say, but I feel a little bit bad for Tom Brady, right? A little.
Yeah.
A little. He could shake this and probably find a nice woman and settle down and maybe come around on that. But I think he's living, as Fitzy, I think you alluded to, the life he thinks the world believes he should or wants to see from him, when he's really just a high-powered influencer right now. Like, he's just kind of in that very fake social media world. And
yeah, I see it, like, Andy, I see him at like the Fanatics show, or like when he's doing the card vault, you know, owned by Tom Brady and whatever else, and he's wearing like the super expensive sweaters and the $10,000 sunglasses. He has $500,000 watches, and I see all that. It's like, oh man, Brady looks amazing. Look at the bling. Look at the drip. Oh, he's having so much fun. He's acting the heel at Fanatics Fest and all that. Yeah, I mean, he has the liberty to. He also could have done that. And it's not to say his kids can't be by his side or travel with him, but like you alluded to earlier, they now all have things to do, like high school and their own sports and applying for college and all that other stuff. And Tom's just kind of out rocking and rolling. And it's starting to feel like his life is day three or day four of a bachelor party in Las Vegas, where you're like, I am bloated and I need to stop doing this. I need to go home and be with my family and also have a salad.
You know, Ted brought up something when we played that clip of him talking about Bill Belichick and talking about how everything was great, utmost respect for coach, all that kind of stuff. I think it was also at Fanatics Fest. And Ted's take on it was, come on, man, don't try to get this one past us. You're being disingenuous. You're not being true to yourself. And I feel like that was the perfect kind of microcosm of everything that you're saying, where he goes around, he appears at this thing, says everything with Belichick was great. Then he goes on TV and says everything with the NFL is great. And then goes on his yacht with these two beautiful women and these A-list actresses and acts like everything's great. And there's a certain personality, and let's call it what it is, a shallow personality, that would take all of those things and be like, yeah, my life is great. Everything's fine. But he showed during the course of his career that he, as you guys talked about, he is a family guy. He yep. does have things that he values that are outside mm-hmm. of just the fame, the fortune, the notoriety, and all that kind of correct. Stuff. So it's been a very strange post-playing pivot.
And
sure.
it's still early. You know, it's still relatively early, even from the divorce, but relatively early from the end of the career. So who knows? It's just, I don't know. I never thought I'd feel sad or bad for Tom Brady, who had portions of his life has been
a high-profile influencer. Did I ever think I would hear somebody, I would live long enough to hear somebody say Tom Brady's turning into like a melancholy influencer?
Am I wrong?
No.
I don't think so.
I'm here as the owner of the Las Vegas Raiders.
Right.
We have 100 fans that are in the stands that can win 1,000. Like, that's yep. one step away from what we're.
There's
what
nothing we're at. Substantive about Tom Brady right now.
Look at Tom Brady, Dan Ball. Like, his last. Yeah, like, he's caught up in all of these things. Like, people are always, like, tagging him. If you look, it's like tagging him in all these photos. Like you said, Andy, with all these stars and celebrities. And then, like, on his Instagram, it's mostly just family related matters, and I think that's what he cares about the most. Like, look at the family life he came from. You know that he kind of just wants to be like, he was at his best when he was focused on football and a boring family man that, you know, talked to his kids about TV shows and Legos, and that's kind of missing right now.
Yeah, I hope he's able to find some sense of that after he kind of gets through his bachelor party phase. But let's while we have a couple of moments, go to Fitzy's take on Stephon Diggs and Cardi B, and Andy, your reaction to where he was coming from there.
I kind of disagree in a weird way.
Ah, there we go. We're back to normal.
Right now we're back, baby.
Because I think Cardi B wants to. I mean, Steph Diggs wants to be in that red carpet, social media world, buzz world. And when he had Cardi B, we knew how he was getting into that world. It was Cardi B. And I think maybe we could accept it and there'd be some balance, time for football, time for Cardi B. If he doesn't have that, he's going to seek that. And I think it's going to actually spend more time and effort and energy trying to figure out how he stays on social media, how he stays on the Met Gala invite list or whatever fashion show he went into in France. Because I've always said, I think Steph Diggs, the football player, is fine. He's a good player, but he's not a superstar, you know, world-renowned, buzzworthy, Q-rated personality. I actually think he might be seeking that. And now that he's lost that, he's going to have to spend more time. And I think Mike Vrabel, you don't want him spending more time thinking about that. You know, so the even though there was a certain instability with Cardi B about boats and glamour and videos and whatever she brings, there was also some stability to it. Now he's looking for his next eye-catching arm candy.
Well, okay, I see where you're coming from, and I did consider that before delivering my three-point stance. My thinking was maybe Steph Diggs now, because he's going to...
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Starting late July, his life is going to be based in Foxborough and then wherever they go for a day and a half on these road trips. And hey, listen, hopefully he doesn't underestimate an opponent, stay out too late the night before a game, whenever they're on the road, whatever the curfew might be from Vrabel and company. But my thinking was maybe he will return his focus solely to football this season so that he can elevate his profile. Like if he has a huge season, if he come, I'm not going to say he's going to go back to 2021 Steph Diggs with Buffalo, but if he goes back, if he goes to the top tier or at least elevates his profile this season, maybe, just maybe, that helps him get back to where he wants to be, which is, like you said, more premieres, more red carpets, more boats surrounded by beautiful people.
Yeah, I would. You bring up the road trips. That's a perfect example. I could see him landing in Miami whenever the hell they play the Dolphins. Uh-oh. He's like, so-and-so is at some club tonight, Saturday night, until 2 a.m. If I can nuzzle into the VIP area next to her, maybe she can be my next Cardi B. And all of a sudden, he's out late trying to pursue those endeavors. But we'll see. I just Steph Diggs is going to be he's going to be a talking point, I feel like, for us on
just
this show.
Just going to say that
pretty often for pros, cons. Is he practicing? Is he not practicing? Is he playing? Is he on PUP? Did he catch the ball? Is he mad at Drake May? Did you see that look he gave him? He yelled at him at the sideline. What's he doing off the field? Where was he Saturday night? Was he late to curfew? Like, there's endless storylines that I think are all legitimately in play, good and bad.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to tell me he catches 100 balls for 1,000 yards and he's Drake May's favorite receiver, I'll buy it. You want to tell me that he's pissed at Drake May by week three because he doesn't throw to him enough because all the balls are going to Pop Douglas and he's yelling at Josh McDaniels on the sideline and he missed curfew because he was pursuing Brooks Nader at a party so he could one-up Tom Brady?
Oh, smart guy.
Believable, too.
Oh, he's got good taste, too.
Competing with the braids for the babes, huh?
Absolutely. So, yeah. No, I think that's he's going to be something to watch and talk about. No question about that.
Anything, well, we have a couple of moments before we wrap up. Anything on Garrett Crochet potentially not starting during the season?
So, you alluded to this. In an ideal world, they sweep the Rockies. Maybe they take game one. That would work out right from the Rays.
Yep.
And then you shut down Garrett Crochet. I don't hate the idea.
Okay.
Because we've already seen that they're open to the idea. We've already seen where we thought we were kind of fibbed to, lied to, and things change because it's Garrett Crochet and we want him in August and we want him in September and we're going down a road he's never been down before. All those short starts last year for the White Sox in the back end of the season, that whole thing.
Right.
But I hate introducing that in a way. Because to me, if the dude is called pig or beast, don't care. A pig or a beast just goes out there. It's Chris Frail, as my former radio partner would say. Chris Frail is the guy that has to miss a start before the All-Star
Stale game. Arnold. Yeah.
Yes.
He certainly won't want to. He's not going to do it willingly.
But if it is indeed necessary or in the best interest of the baseball team and Garrett Crochet, I just think you introduce that that flaw, that slight like, oh, does he have a little something going on that we're going to have to think about? I prefer to think of him as this is just one of those mid-season, less than ideal runs or whatever here, and he's going to be the beast and put the beast out there, and you're already getting some time off because it's the All-Star break. Get your ass out there and let's roll in. And then the flip side, what if they lose one or two games against the Rockies and then they lose the first game against the Rays? Now I want my beast on the mound.
Right.
Dan, I agree with your take. I actually was, when I heard Dan's going to have a Garrett Crochet three-point stance, this is exactly what I was hoping it would be, because it's not that I have a no confidence vote in Garrett Crochet or that I think more things are going to come up like, oh, well, they signed a $27 million a year, 6-year deal with a guy who can't even get through 100 innings. This is more innings than he's pitched ever in the first half of a season in his life. So obviously they've leaned on him significantly. They're going to lean on him more. So any chance you can get, you get an opportunity to rest that hoss of a frame in that arm, Right now, I would, and it's going to be tough. This is kind of one of the things that maybe we'll have to ask Cora about again when we talk to him on WEI Afternoons on Tuesday, Wednesday at 2:30. You know, would he ever hint at to the AL All-Star manager, like, hey, if you don't have to throw Crochet, that would be great, because he's a little tired right now, and we don't want to run him down too bad. So I hope they can, Dan. I think, like, an extended week and a half off for him is probably just what the Andrew Bailey ordered.
The thing that got this rattling around in my head, and I know we got to go to break, is watching that video when he was announced as an All-Star, when we found out that his nickname was Beast.
Yeah.
Alex Cora, if you watch the full thing, was reading through all the stats. Oh, leads the American League in strikeouts. Oh, leads baseball in innings. He stops, does the sign of the cross, points up to God, and then keeps on with his speech. So even if that was just, I know it's just him joking and screwing around, but every joke is rooted in a little bit of truth. They are very cognizant of the inning load right now. So Fitzy, I'm right there with you. If you can have him skip this week, maybe, you know, slide the AL manager a 20 and say, just have him sit there with his dip and not pitch, and then get it, and then get him back fresh. Cause then hopefully that will limit the amount of times we have to have those frustrating 85 pitch conversations. Then it's full go second half into the trade deadline. Then you add a little gullible Andy is made happy and all that. So I just seeing that mindset from Cora, I'm like, they're thinking about it. So let's do it while we can.
All right, up next here on WEEI Afternoons, and thank you, Dan Ball, for both offering up the take and running the three-point stance. Up next, we got to talk about Dame Lillard, because mutual interest is the way it's being described between the star point guard who's rehabbing from a torn Achilles and the Boston Celtics. Do you want Dame Lillard on the Celtics? What do you think Dame Lillard would bring to the Celtics 2 years from now when he's healthy? And did you notice that his potential rehab mate, Jason Tatum, was walking around in a pool? A little Achilles tendon basketball talk up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball, give me what's trending.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, here's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com, brought to you by MassMutual. The Red Sox completed the series sweep over the Washington Nationals yesterday afternoon. The final score was 6-4. Garrett Crochet with his ninth win of the season. Jordan Hicks with his first save as a member of the Red Sox. Boston returns home to open up a seven-game homestand that will bring them into the All-Star break. Game one of their series against the Rockies is tonight at 7:10. Richard Fitz will start against Austin Gomber. And here is your lineup. Nate Eaton leads off at third. Then it's Romy Gonzalez at second. Roman Anthony is your DH with Rob Refsnyder in left. Trevor Story at short. Carlos Narvaez is catching with Willy Abreu in right. Abraham Toro at first. And Seidon Rafaela in center. No Jaron Duran. No Marcelo Meyer against the lefty Gomber. And you can listen to tonight's game without those two players on WEEI FM 93.7 and across the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. MassMutual pregame show with Christian Arcan is tonight at 6:10. And Will Fleming and Will Middlebrooks have the call of the series. Reliever Aroldis Chapman, third baseman Alex Bregman, and left-handed starting pitcher Garrett Crochet have all been named American League All-Stars. All three are returning to the All-Star game, though this is their first selection as members of the Red Sox. It is the eighth selection overall for Chapman, third for Bregman, and second for Crochet. The Anfernee Simons Drew Holiday trade between the Trailblazers and Celtics is now official, without the previously reported second-round picks going from Portland to Boston. The final deal is a straight one-for-one player swap. The Kristaps Porzingis trade was also officially announced by the Seas earlier this afternoon. In soccer, Mexico defeated the United States 2-1 to win a 10th CONCACAF Gold Cup title, and the Revolution return to action on Wednesday at Gillette when they host Lionel Messi and Inter Miami CF. One more reminder, Red Sox fans, don't forget to tune into the MassMutual Red Sox pregame show with Christian Arcan tonight at 6:10 p.m. I'm Dan Ball. This is trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons live from Fenway Park coming up right after this.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.